Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, March 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, we wanted to share some information regarding a current scam that's circulating in the area. A concerned resident received this letter in the mail and reported it to the Hardy County Sheriff's Office so they can share this information with others. There are a few warning signs on that letter to let you know that this is a scam. They want you to act fast. They want you to deposit the check they sent, and they instruct you to purchase gift cards. That is the biggest red flag. At the bottom of the letter, it even states that cashiers may have trouble ringing up the gift cards. That's because many cashiers have been informed of scams like this and know to be wary of individuals purchasing multiple gift cards for large amounts, fearing they are being targeted by a scammer. If you've been contacted online, over the phone, or by mail, and are asked to purchase gift cards as a form of payment, you are being targeted by a scammer. No legitimate company or government agency will ever ask you for a gift card number. Don't purchase gift or money cards to send as a form of payment, and never give out your personal or financial information to someone you do not know. The Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections Office, in which the applicant is registered to vote, by March 26, 2021. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections Office, South Florida State College Wauchula Campus, or Hardy Senior High School. Your local events here in Wauchula, members of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office will be serving citizens in a different way this Saturday, March 13th, by waiting on tables at the Double J Restaurant, 1341 U.S. Highway 17 South in Wauchula, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Tip a Cop. All tips and donations received by members of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office will go towards supporting the 2021 Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Florida. Please join them for breakfast on this Saturday, March 13th, and enjoy being waited on by some very special servers. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Curative Incorporated is looking for a site specialist. U.S. work authorization is required. MEHTA Engineering is looking for construction equipment inspector. 1 year of related experience and a driver's license are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Ridge Area ARC is looking for a resale donation associate. A driver's license is required, and 1 year of customer service experience and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or your events to Hardy Midday. That's Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your upcoming event, please be sure to send them to us as well. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 83, mostly sunny. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds east at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 18. The humidity is slightly humid at 47%. Dew point is 57 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 26%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:46 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s and east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A tree from the north coast of California will serve as the next official U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Six Rivers National Forest, based in Eureka, has been chosen to provide the tree, which will be placed on the west lawn of the Capitol in early December. It's the first time a tree from the Six River Forest has been selected and the fifth time the Capitol Christmas tree has come from California. The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling on lawmakers to require increased transparency in America's cattle markets. According to agrimarketing.com, AFBF supports the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021, sponsored by Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Oregon's Ron Wyden. The bill focuses on ensuring robust regional negotiated cash trade and providing producers with more pricing information. As more companies offer to pay farmers for practices to help sequester carbon, contracts offering an extra $5 to $20 per acre look enticing, but the company you sign up with may determine the steps you take on leased farm ground. Precision Ag consultant Steve Cubbage tells AgWeb.com there obviously are going to be a myriad of legal questions because a lot of these carbon contracts are lengthy. Depending on the company and the state, you may need to make sure you have authority from the landowner and all stakeholders before signing a contract.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Georgia and Alabama are two of the top producing peanut states in the country, with the peanut capital of the world residing in Dothan, Alabama. Peanut growers across the Southeast might be interested in a new herbicide coming from Valent. Excalia is a new herbicide from company Valent that is offering peanut growers better control of white mold. The herbicide also works with apple crops in reducing diseases like apple scab and rust diseases. 2021 marks the first sales year for Excalia, which currently isn't registered in Florida. Quentin Brandent is a marketing manager for row crops with Valent and explains how Excalia, when applied multiple times each year, helps reduce white mold issues.
What we're very excited about for Excalia is it's going to be really a very powerful white mold control, just to help the farmers prevent the yield loss that is caused by the challenging disease. One thing that we're really excited about with Excalia is even under the heaviest of disease pressure, Excalia is still performing very well.
Quinton also explains how Excalia is a powerful tool when adding to an existing IPM strategy and adds an extra layer of confidence for growers.
The white mold fungicide is really critical in order for growers to have confidence. And we feel like with the demos that we were able to have out there, we feel like Excalia can offer that confidence that growers rely on for their season-long control.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The Dow was already at a record high when the opening bell sounded this morning, and the blue chips, along with Wall Street's other benchmarks, moved higher still. The market is rallying after Congress approved the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. There's also new employment data, with jobless claims falling to 712,000 last week.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment aid dropped by 42,000 from 754,000 the week before. It's the lowest total since early November. Though the job market has been slowly strengthening, many businesses remain under pressure. 9.6 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic that flattened the economy 12 months ago.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The European Central Bank is accelerating its bond-buying stimulus program to keep the region's lagging economic recovery from stalling altogether. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The second half of the NBA season tipped off last night with two games. Dallas used a 17-4 run to pull away and beat the San Antonio Spurs 115-104. Dallas coach Rick Carlisle says his team got off to a slow start after trailing by seven at the half.
And really, this was somewhat of a typical after All-Star break game. We were out of rhythm early, and we had to find our rhythm, you know, by concentrating and focusing on each other. San Antonio came out great. You know, they were attacking. They were into us, had us on our heels.
The Mavs have won 10 of 12 to pull into a virtual tie with the Spurs atop the Southwest Division. With both teams sitting outside the playoff picture, Memphis beat Washington 127-112. There are 11 more games tonight. Kevin Durant will remain out for the rest of this week, and it's unclear when he will return to the Nets lineup, meaning he will miss more than a month with a strained left hamstring. Newly acquired Blake Griffin also will be sidelined with the Nets open the second half tonight at home against Boston. This is Esther in Sports. Conference basketball tournaments continue as teams try to earn automatic berths in the NCAA tourney.
Number 25 Oklahoma defeated Iowa State 79-73 in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. March Madness begins next Tuesday. The full NCAA Tournament 2021 bracket will be announced on Selection Sunday. In the NHL, Minnesota edged Vegas 4-3, while forward Joel Eriksson Ek, who scored twice, says they've been smart and aggressive during their current 9-2-1 stretch.
I think we're just trying to work hard together, making the right decisions and having a good forecheck, getting pucks back and create chances from there.
The Wild now within 2 points of the West leading Knights. Gabriel Landeskog scored on a wrist shot, 4:22 into overtime as Colorado edged Arizona 2-1. Leon Draisaitl had 3 goals and 2 assists in Edmonton's 7-1 rout of Ottawa. It was Los Angeles 5, Anaheim 1, and Montreal, Clifford Vancouver 5-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, I would like to thank everybody that has stuck by my side for those 5 long minutes my house didn't have internet. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.